This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's give this a shot. Let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. I'll get on Jeff's mic. We'll make it work. We're rolling. Hoopty's off to a little bit of a sputtering start, but we've got a big prize in our eyes, and that is a huge college football week ahead. Boy, this is going to be a big one, and it'll be a while if we're going through the biggest of headlines in terms of this college football weekend before you, if you were doing it honestly, before you would get to Memphis-Chattanooga in the Memphis opener. That does happen this weekend, but there are some absolutely monster matchups. Brad's team's already been on the field. UNLV gets the win. It was a struggle. I do not believe Dan Mullen in his opener at UNLV covered. Boy, this mic smells like Jeff. Okay. Are we back?
I do think that is the general rule.
Trying to throw your boy off on a Monday. I've already been pulled over right before we got here. Savage.
And then the ops at the radio station got you.
H. Savage got me. If y'all saw a plum-colored Cherokee pulled over on 240 right before that Mount Moriah exit, it was me. It was your boy.
And what was your I know that, you know, there is a legal case and you have a right to trial, but what is
because I think I've got a good case, especially where I was on 240. You know how you're always trying to get around the mess that is folks trying to get off of 385 and whatever else to get to the Mount Moriah exit?
Yeah.
You understand what
I'm
saying?
Yeah.
So I always speed around it.
Because I
get away from the mess. Because you're always going to have somebody, typically, try to jump back in because they didn't realize that that's not the Mount Moriah exit. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's the 385. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times I'll speed around it. Man, H. Savage swooped in on that bike. Now, John notes, every time I'm getting pulled over, it's a motorcycle man. Remember, it was a guy stopped in the middle of the street with his hand out. He was a motorcycle cop, got me live. And then one with Faith also.
You either get stopped by 2 feet or two wheels. You seem to never get stopped by a four wheel.
And so I tried to play. I'm not going to lie to you. I tried to celeb it.
You asked him, do you know who I am, fool?
No. I did it smooth because I said, you see what I'm trying to do here. I tried to speed around the mess. You've seen this before. I was yelling at him, trying to get to Mount Moriah. This is where I work, brother. About to start the Jason and John show, 11 o'clock.
Well, let me ask
as
you
he
this.
Takes my license.
Let me just interject because I think it could matter. What were you being accused of doing in a what?
Speeding.
In a what? Doing what in a what?
He had not told me yet when I gave it to him. When he walked up, he said, you know, you're in a 55. He not said what I was doing.
Okay.
I gave him that. He took the license. I'm going to get you out of here.
All right. Because you told him you're Showtime.
That's when I hit John, and I thought, much like Gary Parrish, because I've heard his stories about it, I think even you've been let go before.
Not by
maybe you've
the
told
radio.
Me off air. Point being, you guys get let go. So I thought this might play for me with H. Savage.
Damn, he's doxinous, man.
I got his number. 111315.
This man put his badge number on the radio.
No, it's literally, it's a respect burger to him, though. And I thought he was going to buy it. I thought when he said, I'm going to get you out of here, it meant I'm going to let you go as soon as I check your tags.
Make sure you don't have any warrants or anything.
Man came back and said, I put your five over, brother. Just go down and pay it or whatever else you got to do.
Five over. That's
insane. He told
insane.
Me doing me the favor of, because I know I wasn't going 60
five
in this 55,
over, bro.
But that was the favor. He did get me out of there quickly and safely.
But five
but
over,
I, but
though?
I do, man, I
you could have just let that one ride,
bro. I come in here a little bitter. I shouldn't, because God's always good.
Yeah.
But the celeb thing never works for me. That's the take. It's not, you don't have celeb in member. Not me.
I just think he didn't believe you.
Savage said, I don't give a damn.
I think he didn't believe you had a radio show. He's like, this dude lying.
No, he said, I'm going to get you out of here.
Yeah, oh, you got a radio show, do you? What are you talking about?
He would have gave me the real number had he not believed that.
Okay.
I think my gift, and so the way I need to look at this, is the blessing was he didn't get my real speed, because I was probably going about 80 around that mess.
Damn.
Probably going around.
What you in such a hurry for?
Man, I need an oil change, everything. And the folks were going extra slow. The man was so, wherever he was so slick. I missed him. Usually I see it all.
Brad, don't upload anyway, this podcast. This is incredibly incriminating. You know, you're going to go down there, you're going to try to get thrown out. You're over here saying you were an 80.
Once again, old Smooth got to be downtown.
Prosecutor got your ass.
It's only me that ever tells these stories about having to go.
We can't get Hernandez Goldman, but we're going to get your ass. That's for damn sure.
Every time.
All right?
I should do what he did. Leave Memphis. That's what he said. What you going to do next, Hernandez? Leave Memphis.
You really do.
No, I can't. It's the only place where I can have a radio show. No, but seriously. Praise God that we didn't get hit right there.
Yeah, well, you're the one that would have been doing the hitting, bro, going 80 and a 55.
The point, everybody else had seen him.
Right.
Here I am. Let me get around as my you know.
They were wise.
As some black exhaust comes out because I need an oil change. And an old boy, man, he swooped in like a ninja. Never saw him. I had the blue lights on.
That's
on that bike so fast.
That's unreal.
MPD working fast. Salute to you, Savage.
I hope,
had to go and get me, didn't you?
The only thing I can hope is
they
that Memphis football plays as fast as Mr. Savage, Officer
Man
Savage.
Man swooped in. I tell you what, it might take a walk on DB. Looks like we're looking for something.
I'm just dying because you always get pulled over by the 2 feet, man. I mean, the 2 lat wheels.
I'm grateful.
That's crazy.
I'm not bitter.
You'll pull over anybody.
I never get the
one leg. We've got to get the trike.
You know what? Faith. The one time, it's because I had a teacher in the car. I said, I'm getting her to work. And remember I told that story, and the sheriff let me go.
Yeah.
Because I had a teacher. So this is right. A radio show?
You didn't have a
damn.
You don't give a damn about that.
Take your ticket. That's what I try to say.
Now, what he didn't tell you is he's a big Clay Travis guy. So.
No, ain't no way Brother Savage is a Travis man.
Yeah. So
I don't believe it.
Well, we're glad we made it.
We're here
glad
safely.
Glad you made it. And, you know, yep. I don't know if it's the best first impression to leave on our intern for the week. The great Samson Knopf, but, you know, we do what we can. We keep it honest on this show.
And I hate that you saw me start a week off, a show off, somewhat bitter about getting pulled. I hate that because
you were the one that committed
what
the
I want
crime.
You to is the gratefulness that we typically have when we do this show to off a week, especially with a week is filled with football as we've got ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it. NFL next week, right?
Yes, okay, Don. We take 2 weeks off, John.
All right, okay.
You seem to struggle with that every year.
I do, because I'm like, I'm ready. I was watching preseason until the very last drop, brother. The Raiders and the Cardinals with the very last preseason game.
You're talking to a man who just celebrated a come-from-behind win against KC on
y'all
Friday
y'all act like
night.
I didn't get a text from this man about that.
What a win!
Tyson Badgett, my quarterback. Yeah,
you're going to put some he's making $10 million now.
I know.
Bajent. Put some respect on the pronunciation.
Okay, my
Agent Bajent.
Okay,
easy way to remember.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Might be one of the best twos in the league.
We could use him. Is he available for trade?
Folks asked, and that's why we signed him up.
Right. Nobody wants to pay a backup quarterback $10 million.
We solidified his future for the time being. He wants to be a starter.
No,
and right now he's happy with Ben Johnson developing
100%.
Him. And why wouldn't you be?
Well, because the way he looks
at it,
he can
make you golf.
2 years, like if he does this again, right, or God forbid, twice from now, when he hits the market, he's going to have a lot of intrigue as a starter.
Yeah.
You know, like he's going to be like, oh, if you're a team like,
hopefully he's not going to see the field.
You know, the Steelers or something, right? I mean, he would make a lot of sense if he has, you know, some great preseasons and stuff. So, anyway, we're a long way away from that. But he did lead the Chiefs or the Bears to a come-from-behind win against
preseason.
The Chiefs over the weekend. Well, I would have liked
for the real thing.
I would have liked to have one of those. I didn't get any.
You got a tie.
It should have been a win, but it was not. It was not indeed a win. Anyway, yeah, a lot to get to today here on the show. We'll try to pick up the pieces and be, you know, productive members of society, law-abiding. You know, as you know, that's been a struggle on this show. Allegedly.
I'll pay my way. Allegedly. I'll know that.
Well, we're going to have to. Are you going to go down there for five over?
Last time I went down there, I ended up paying up.
Oh, you know, my Lord.
Some folks are just, you know, the folks are let me call me and I'll take care of it for you.
I never do it. That's how you use the power of radio, is you take that pro bono. We're not supposed to do this, but you take that pro bono.
I don't know if Art Horn's doing this.
Yeah, well, I don't think Art's doing it, but there's a lot of guys that listen that are just going to be there anyway. That were like, hey, I'll be downtown. You want me to just pop my head in and say, hey, my client's innocent?
I need to take somebody up on that finally. I really do.
For five over, it's a joke.
He got me with the laser.
The judge will, like, rubber stamp that one. All right? Rest in peace to Frank Caprio, the great judge from Rhode Island. He had that show, Caught in Providence. He died over the weekend.
Thank you.
All right, yes, a lot to get to on the show today. We've got Respect Burgers, 1 o'clock. You don't know Frank Caprio? You got to look him up, man. He's a great man. He's one of the best judges ever.
I'll do that.
All right. Respect Burgers at 1 o'clock, and then Jeff Calkins at 1:25. That's the show today. It's game week. Bop-a-da-bop-a-da-bop-a-bop.
Can we hear it, Brad?
I don't like the fact that...
He doesn't kiss. He bitter.
Man, he needs to come in here and get on his hands and knees and thank the Lord he got past Idaho State. Here's a good news.
Yeah, you've changed your tune.
Yeah, we won't have to hear about UNLV football.
FCS.
I think the Idaho State quarterback had 400 yards.
Thank you, because as of today, we're better than you.
No.
Okay.
By the way,
okay.
What did the Idaho State quarterback finish with?
Man, 380?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he legit threw for 380. Now he threw three picks.
He did.
But he threw for 380.
I was like, I thought Arch Manning played for Texas. He apparently plays for Idaho State, man.
They jumped out up at half.
Yeah.
I said, ain't no cover. Ain't no cover
dude,
here.
It was 26 and a half.
Gonna be lucky to win.
Lucky to win. Gonna be a long year for Dan Mullen and the Rebs.
Yeah.
He looks like, you know who he looks like? He looks like a dude who was in the booth for the last 6 years and the game has passed his ass by.
Oh, well, it may be. I saw those takes out there. I'm careful. I'm going to be careful of that. I'm going to be careful. You know, I'm just saying last time, have we all not thought Dan Mullen good coach?
At times in his career.
Okay.
That was ugly. At Mississippi State, he was.
Yes.
At Florida, he was not. I mean,
compared to what they've been since,
he's fit in with the rest of it, with the Will whatever's Muschamp.
I'm with you. It's possible. It's because that's an FCS out there. If Memphis looks the same, I'm gonna be disturbed.
Oh well, hell yeah.
So we're ahead of you to start the year, baby. And I know that ain't saying much, at least to start.
Well,
we are too in some ways. Only two starters back. I think it's the same coach, but it's an entirely new team.
Right. Exactly. Look, I mean, I think it's a little different, but I think everybody in this portal age, it's kind of like the same standard, right? It shouldn't take long, and it really can't take long. It's got to be now.
Look at what we're arguing. It's probably going to end up being the fifth and seventh place teams in the fight for the college football playoff berth.
Well, yeah, I don't like.
No, we're going to challenge. We're going to challenge for the AAC. I thought y'all were going to challenge for the Mountain West. I really did. Maybe.
Well, I don't know if they could do that, but they don't have to go undefeated, right? They just need to make the conference championship game, at the Daily Memphian. I did give you a heads up that is going to happen this year, even though they are holding tryouts for walk-on DBs. They're already kind of like trying to like start the, you know, they're already trying to lay the foundation.
I didn't know how to take that, but when Gabe Kuhn says it's not a great thing, I mean, how do you take it? It's not a great thing.
I take it as no excuses. You need to make the conference championship game.
No, I meant more the DB thing.
Oh, the DB thing might be a problem, but it's still,
I mean,
you
just need bodies for practice,
yes,
assuming.
Yes,
but
yes.
Clearly you are thin that right before the season.
But, like,
is
the groundwork being preemptively laid for when the season inevitably disappoints? Are we going to have to say, well, what do you expect? We
I'm
didn't
not
have
saying
any
it.
DBs.
It won't be what's said around here.
Yeah, so I'm just
I look at what should be the best
run
game.
I'm woke on that, and I'm just choosing to completely disregard it. I don't care. You have money. You have more money than everybody. Tulane announced this year a groundbreaking year for fundraising. It was their best year ever. They raised $3.2 million. Maybe it was 3.9, but it was three something.
Three.
Memphis announced its best year for fundraising ever as well. It was $33 million. Okay?
Now, a lot of it's Fred.
A lot of that is Fred, but even if you take Fred off the table, it's still three times more than Tulane.
We know. where the what were you, 11 million the AAC earned last year? That was the most in the G5, I believe Jonah Dillon has written.
So if you can't sustain one DB injury having brought in 10 times more money than the second best team consistently, the American, well, we got other structural problems, don't we?
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, it's
I'm not starting the season like that. I'm starting the season off on the right foot.
But I did want to say that though, because I'm hip to what's trying to, you know, maybe happening here, and I don't accept it, and I don't and I'm not allowing it. Now there was a little bit of interesting news with Memphis football this week, today actually this morning, which you know, I don't know if we expected. AJ Hill lost a backup job. Well, I should say actually no, he didn't. It says or. Excuse me. I did miss that. So it's or.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Key.
Yeah, so I did not see that. But, okay, so that actually
so
ruins everything.
Continuing to play it the same way that
exactly.
Not
so
naming a two.
It's just kind of weird how you have to, like, look for it. But, yes.
This is the depth chart you're looking at.
Yes, it is the depth chart. Arrington Maiden is listed first, but A.J. Hill is behind it. But there is that or.
There
so I
go.
Guess that's the way to play it, right?
The way to continue to play it.
Right. But yes, that is you know, that's that again. I thought it, I didn't see the or.
I'm hopeful that there's chances for both of those guys, perhaps some point in your first three games. Now maybe not, because you've got to go on the road. Obviously after Chattanooga this week, but yeah, you know, whether it's Chattanooga, you know, maybe late, but hopefully you get those guys an opportunity to get some run, because I'd like to retain both of them if I can. You'd figure how we talked about how tough that could be. With as good as Arrington Maiden has shown, and then the investment level that's in AJ, but it'll be interesting. Like I said, a nice, interesting subplot going into the year, how he handles the backup job and whether or not you can retain both of them.
Right. I mean, I do think that is
Brendan Lewis is for one season. You figure your future is somewhere between the two of them.
Yes. Yes. That is going to be the song and dance, right? That is going to be, you know, I don't know what the, I don't know if there's anything that Ryan Silverfield can do, right? I mean, mop up time. I mean, does he even want to play mop-up time? I don't really know. Short of starting, I don't really know if there's a way now.
Well, I think what's interesting about them is they're two different styles, and Jonah schooled us on that. What Maiden is more like Brendan Lewis, whereas if you're doing something completely different with AJ, and so if you're just trying to get him, whether it's mop-up time, whether it's to get him some actual run because you're doing packages, I mean, they're two entirely different quarterbacks. Again, this is not the A going into the season. Obviously, that's Brendan Lewis. What's this offense going to look like with the two studs in the backfield, bringing his running ability into the fold? Now you should be a three-headed monster in terms of running back. That's going to be the big story. Can the defense? But this subplot with the two, I think, is important, yep. Particularly as it pertains to the future.
Right.
Under center for the Tigers.
Right. And by the way, like, I mean, he could be third string. It is or. I mean, it's not like he, you know, what we know did not happen is that he was definitively slotted in there at backup, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he could technically be.
I think what it
Maiden.
Says is you don't want to lose Maiden, because that was the concern.
No doubt.
If he's as good as he's shown, maybe if AJ's named the two, a guy like him transfers out. But again, I think what it says is how much confidence you have in him, how much you like him, that you're doing it this way, that
right.
You're including him over clearly right there with a guy that you've got more invested in terms of from an NIL standpoint and what you use to recruit this four star.
That's right. That's exactly right. So it's a spot that Memphis has like really never been in. So from that perspective, it does sort of make for an intriguing season in that regard. I mean, Chattanooga, right? I mean, that's probably going to be the first test. They're going to be a billion point favorites. They should have this game wrapped up by the end of the third. What are you going to do?
Will there be a line somewhere just like there was for the UNLV game? Okay, day of for the FCS.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I'll check.
Four touchdowns? Are we expecting it to look like UNLV and Idaho State did?
It should be. I think it'll be probably like 34 and a half.
Cool.
I'll look, but
you guys are. I mean, that Idaho State team is not some good FCS team either. That's what I read, is that it's a bad FCS team. Mm-hmm.
It is amazing that. You know, we have a line on the Grizzlies Pelicans game in October, but we don't have a damn line on Chattanooga Memphis.
I figured your offshore weekend. Stuff that off that's
I'm sure it's out there somewhere, but it's not on my
kind of stuff.
On my legals yet.
It's fine, know? It's fine.
I like to bet legal.
We expect better than what Brad and Dan showed.
Yeah, I mean, they were lying 26.5. Idaho State clearly probably better than expected. I don't think Chattanooga has that guy.
I'm going to say Jeffrey Wright, who, oh, by the way, great call by him on Friday night. More on that later. He was smart to stay out of that. I was listening to his picks. He stayed off of UNLV and Dan Mullen week one. He did not trust it. He was very smart to do so.
Yeah.
A little ding for Jeff there. He kept the card short. It was smart to do so on that one.
Yeah, it was a weird
week. 1-1 week for Jeff.
I didn't have any college football this weekend.
You didn't get enough in the – I mean, what a game. I didn't. Yeah. I want, but I went over our 1.5 hour. I stayed the whole time in Dublin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you loved that game.
After a sloppy first half, yeah, we didn't like it. It was ugly. The field conditions, awful. It was rainy and nasty. Rocco Beck, man.
Yeah.
After losing 2,000-yard receivers, everybody's saying, who's he going to throw to?
Right.
All he did was make plays in the second half. Makes the huge play on fourth down.
Yeah.
Shout out to Matt Campbell. Upset there because, obviously, Kansas State was the favorite in that game.
Yeah.
Shout out. It ended up being a good game.
I watched a little bit. I was in and out.
And then, obviously, afterwards, you know, the Kansas State quarterback's family makes news. Did you not see the scrap in the streets?
Yeah, that was nuts.
Nuts.
That was
the older brother and the father probably fighting over some words. My guess is older brother said something snide about younger brother's performance. Avery Johnson.
Yeah.
And dad said, man, shut up. You know, you ain't on that field.
But like,
and that's how it escalated. I just did a reenactment of my thinking. They've released a statement. They're sorry. They've apologized to the Kansas State family. But that was, they're in the streets.
Yeah.
Father and son fighting on the road. On the dang ground, man. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, what I don't understand is...
the losing and the frustration, well, probably, and the beer.
There was a...
mixture.
You know, there was a TikTok before the game with the brother, which I can only assume is the same guy. And it's like this English guy or whatever, Irish guy, asking him, Avery Johnson or Arch Manning or Lenore Sellers? Or he's just picking Avery Johnson every time, right? And he was double fisting in this video. He had two Guinness, you know?
See, and this was the end of a two-week-long, I'd read it, like family trip all over Europe beforehand that they had done. And so they've been together for a while. It's not just the football trip. You know, you lose the game. Like John said, there's probably alcohol involved. I mean, what are we talking about? The beer was spilling over. That's what you do in Dublin.
Right.
And father and son are sitting there fighting after a loss. It was just an
I just don't understand why you would fight, you know, what, you know, I don't know.
Fighting your dad.
I know. Like
I heard Jeff say, how many sons have taken the shot?
I feel like
what
I
percentage
feel,
of
I
sons?
I honestly feel like you and your dad have been maybe close to.
We have
close.
Not.
Never?
We had, no, man.
Not even when you were growing up?
No, for man, 5'8". You heard the way Lionel Hollins straightened me up. Well, Les had a way about him, too. Could straighten me right up. Never thought about crossing my
me
father.
Me either. Well, my dad was never there, but.
See, that's how Les Smith would be. And I went, what are you talking about? Who's fighting their dad?
Right. I know. It's just a very strange
what
thing.
What percentage of sons?
Like, I would say 10%.
Okay. It's a low percentage.
I mean, I'm just spitballing that. I don't know. 10% though feels.
Mm-hmm. And that percentage of sons that do that high juvie
like
rate.
Like Brad would never ever step to his dad. You would never do it. You would never hit your dad. Like you would never get into a fight with your dad. Samson
how about
telling
Samson?
Us that he would beat Howie's ass.
I mean, his name is Samson, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that like a biblical like?
Samson's here. Samson, are you taller than your? Are you larger than your dad? Okay, he said,
yeah.
Look, yeah.
He's got some size. He's got some size. Yeah, we got it. Yeah, he's got some size on Howie.
I think so. You wouldn't, though, right? Of course, that's what I'm saying. The 10, it's got to be a low percentage.
He kind of like stuck his bottom lip out, like, no, about it, but if I had to, you know. if he tries to cut me out of Robert Irwin, you know.
Kansas State lost a home game by playing this game, and so I'm sure they're you know. They're down. They had this mess afterwards. They probably regret they even took the trip.
Yeah, no doubt. Honestly, they do. They'll never do that. They'll never do that again. I mean, I feel bad if you're that.
It's their home game. Because
they lost the home game and they lost the game.
And you get embarrassed virally by the family of your quarterback. Unfortunately, now those family they took the right. You got to do that, and you have to say. You know, Pop put out the statement they did, and they apologized to the right folks. But
exactly.
Ugly scene thereafter loss. That had nothing to do with the team. That's on the father and the son, but ugly.
I'm very glad to hear that you watched. I was watching.
Watched the whole thing. Rocco, man.
I was watching mostly.
Gamer.
NFL preseason.
We know. Because we know. You've got millions.
Millions.
Flowing on it.
Billions and billions and billions.
I don't know if you should talk about that, you know. This kind of talk with Samson around. He's still young and impressionable.
Gamble responsibly, children. and kids. Oh, and
he's not a kid, he's not a child,
he's a grown man. Anyway, it was
congrats on that.
Fun weekend. Thank you very much.
Didn't get a win out of it for your Raiders, but I'm sure you were productive in other ways.
Yeah, you know, it was all a big waste anyway. But yes, Memphis, Chattanooga this weekend. I don't know. Will I be there? It's an interesting question. I'm glad you asked. I don't know. It depends on a lot of things, you know. Game time decision, as it usually is with me. I'd like to go if the weather feels great. I don't want to do the prediction thing on the attendance because – I don't even know how many people can actually be there. Like 30,000, right? Isn't that what they hold?
I think so with the construction.
Yeah, I mean, I think I doubt I'll go. I doubt I'll go to this one, but I will go to the Arkansas game. There you go. That's what you're getting out of
it. Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Well, I mean, it is the next home game. So
I go to, you know, on average, probably 3 to 4 home games a year, despite how everybody accuses me of being a Memphis football hater. I actually spend money and go. So, you know. Yeah, we were just talking about the depth chart, and I'm old now, so I can't see the or there on the quarterback, and which I have apologized. Now, technically, it could still mean AJ Hill is, as we talked about, third string. You know,
when you put the or there, it's to say that they're the equivalent.
Right. He's definitely not the backup. We know that definitively.
Again, this is about handling the two of them, and I think trying to retain them both.
Yes. Exactly.
Didn't know they would go this far, but so, it clearly says he thinks a lot of Arrington Mate.
Yeah, get it done. 1-0. That's all you can do if you're Memphis football. Move on to, what is it, Georgia State next week?
Yeah.
They got Ole Miss this weekend. They're 38-point underdogs. So, I mean, you'll probably be, I don't know, it's there though, right? Weirdly. I mean, these are the games that Memphis should never be playing.
Boise State and South Florida.
That's right.
A big, you know, important one for around here in terms of getting a gauge early on those teams.
That's right.
Because South Florida, if Byron Brown's healthy, they could be a team that threatens in the AAC.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it'll be. We'll
get eyes on him.
Great litmus test, right? Like, hey, what is this team? Either way, though, you get that game at home. Ryan Summerfield's lost 6 home games in his time at Memphis. So, you know, Navy at home, South Florida at home, Tulane at home. It just could not have broken more beautifully for the Tigers this year in terms of the schedule. Like, I know they got the DB thing going on, but I don't think they could have gift wrapped this schedule any better. You don't play Army, you don't play UTSA. What are we talking about? Like, this should be top 2 in the American this year.
Yeah.
You know, will it be?
A lot of folks are super high on UTSA, including Jonah Dillon over Commercial Bill. I think he's got them 2nd in the AAC power rankings to start the year.
And you avoid them. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe that's going to be
others are lower. There's some variance on UTSA.
Absolutely.
We know their offense is going to be high powered. It's about whether or not that defense is going to be better. But Jonah's got him 2, Navy 3, Memphis 4.
Right.
In terms of his AAC power rankings going into the season, Tulane obviously 1.
Right. So anyway, that's the setup for the weekend. College football officially kicks off with the University of Memphis this Saturday. Looking forward to it. Week 1 is here. We'll come back. Lots more to cover on the show. Respect Burgers, 1:00. And then Jeff Coggins at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yes. Black Tie Moving. They're changing moving in the city of Memphis. Call them. Get on the schedule. 316-6196 is the phone number. They are the best in town. Seriously, that's not just me saying that. It's the truth. I've used them twice, and if I ever move again, I'm going to use them again. Happily. They show up when they say they're going to show up. They stay on budget. You're going to get that red carpet black tie treatment every single time. They're the best. But you got to reach out. 316-6196. Get on the schedule because it fills up fast. School is back in session. People still moving. Black Tie Moving, change moving the city of Memphis. Call today. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We talked a little bit about Memphis, Chattanooga, which is this weekend. I wonder when we'll find out about that Arkansas time, by the way. That's kind of like the only drama left with that. I guess it'd be week of, right? They wouldn't announce it like 3 or 4 weeks in advance. It'd probably be a week of type deal. But, man, I would love it if I would love it if Memphis somehow got a 6 p.m. kickoff for that. I mean, that would just be too it's almost too good to be true. I feel like every SEC game that's been played there has been like 2:30 at best. You don't get night games against SEC teams, but we shall see. I mean, I guess a lot of that depends on how good Arkansas is. You know, can they pull off that upset against Ole Miss? I think Ole Miss is gettable, by the way. Like, you know, you're going from Jackson Dart to a complete unknown. I mean, yeah, I could see a little bit of a drop-off there. So I would say they're gettable. So we'll see. I guess a lot of it will depend on those things. In terms of week one in college football, you know, usually we get like this warm-up, you know, like – it builds up to like a week three or week four.
Yep.
Man, we got we got the probably the game of the year already in week one. Texas at Ohio State Saturday at 11. It ain't even a night game. It's like at the ass crack of dawn. Yep. 11 o'clock. Ohio State's a 2.5-point favorite at the shoe. This is Arch Manning's, you know, this is his first test, really.
Real
his career.
Test. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it might be his biggest test. Like, I mean, going to Ohio State.
Well, especially after all the hype this preseason, Paul Feinbaum among those that think he's going to, you know, be best quarterback in the country. We'll see. There's a lot of good quarterbacks this year, to be honest with you. And there's some good ones right there in the SEC. I'd look to LSU with Nussmeier. And so we'll see if Arch is going to live up to the hype because the billing is unbelievable at this point. And
most
as
definitely.
You said, you're going up on the, you know, to what's – yeah, they're resetting. Still going to be one of the best rosters in college football in Ohio State, and so this is a tough matchup. We'll see. Is it first time Texas coming to the season number one? I think I read that fact, and so backing it up, it's all about that from the get go. And you got to you tip your cap that this game's being played. You know, to both programs that you're doing this right off the bat.
Yeah, I mean,
game of this caliber,
crazy. I mean, I can't believe this game's happening in week one. I can't believe this game's happening at 11 o'clock. Like,
got the I know it's not a part of the game, but you've got the Corso send off. ESPN's going to do that up as well as part of this beforehand. So that'll be huge. There's already been the build up to it, and so it'll be. I think it's Corso send off as well.
Yeah, well, I know you'll be tuning in for that one.
Yeah, it's not like I'm cheering or anything. No, I'm going to give you this man's getting this man's going to get the proper send off.
You should cheer.
Been doing that since the ESPYs and everything else. So it'll be a you know, ceremonial thing. That'll be nice to see.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm be honest. It's going to be tough for me not to bet Arch in this spot as a dog. I mean, Ohio State's. I mean, I think Will Howard was probably underrated for that offense. Now, maybe you're going to say that. It doesn't matter who's throwing the receiver there. Who is it, Jeremiah Smith?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't going to matter who's throwing to Jeremiah Smith. But
I'll say he's the best player in the country.
Texas, one sharp guy that I really respect had a video where he talked about, you know, yeah, everybody talks about Texas and Arch Manning, but that defense is expected to be top three.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have this, I mean, I don't know much about the Ohio State quarterback. Is he he's a transfer from Alabama, saying. All right, so he's got a little bit of experience. I don't think he's played, though, right? So in many ways,
he has, it was sparingly.
Yeah, right. In many ways, it's a test for him, too. You know, like, he's never played a real game before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like last year he was 5 of 12 for 84 yards and a touchdown. So, and that was across, you know, a bunch of different games. Yeah, I mean, do I really believe that it's going to be smooth sailing for him either, even though he's at home? I mean, I think there's going to be, you know, an adjustment for him too. So, I don't know, probably an under. But I think I would probably get to Texas as a dog here in this one.
No, I think because of the caliber of player you're going to have on defense, well, Caleb Downs is one of those for Ohio State. That's because you're just starting off, and a lot like, and I know the field had something to do with those. The sloppiness, but a lot like you saw in that Iowa State-Kansas State game, I think what you can expect is sloppiness early on, you know, maybe even turnovers early on. And so I like your under choice and both defenses having a chance to shine early.
Yep.
But I'm interested, man. I mean, we've been talking up Arch. I'm interested in just how he sort of takes in all of this pressure to be the guy and against a team the caliber of Ohio State to start the year off on the road like this is an unbelievable test.
So yeah,
how he stacks up against it, I'm really curious to see. You know, with that last name, you'd think it's going to go well, but
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Step up in comp.
So that's the big one. I mean, we'll all be locked into that one. There's no doubt about it. I'm going to come over to your house on my motorcycle and watch that one.
No need.
If that's all right. Have you heard anything, by the way? Have you been freed?
No freedom. Yeah, folks expect me to go down and do myself to do, pay that ticket.
As you should, man. Yeah. You know, you break the law, this is what happens. But we got that one. And then, like, there's some, like, middle. I mean, anything compared to this one is going to be a drop-off, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, you still got top 10 with two others, right?
That's
Clemson,
right.
That's LSU.
Right. That's right.
You're right. It's a drop-off because that's two national title contenders.
Great nightcap. That's a great nightcap.
You know.
I'll say this.
LSU.
I'm pretty interested in Alabama, Florida State. Like, I know Florida State's not ranked, but. Right. I do think, like, DJU could not have been worse last year. And so you give Mike Norvell this Castellanos guy from Boston College.
Who's scrappy, but yeah. his you know, the QBR stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you clean him up?
Yeah, it's
a good
question.
He can play hero. He's tough. I know all that stuff. But, you know, in terms of doing the stuff on script, playing cleanly, which is Florida State's going to need in a game like that against Alabama.
Yep.
I don't know if he's capable. I don't know if that he's good enough to beat in Alabama. Don't skip Notre Dame in Miami. I mean, Notre Dame's got
Yeah? We have what? We have three top 10 matchups.
That's what I'm saying. Way before Alabama, Florida State, you got to put Notre Dame, Miami in.
No, you're right.
Clemson,
so we go.
But right there with Clemson, LSU.
Number one by a wide margin, Texas, Ohio State.
Yes.
Then two, Clemson, LSU.
I don't know that we've ever had an opener like Texas, Ohio State. When you say there's a separation, you're right. Because historically, I don't know that we've ever seen anything like this.
Yeah, I don't think we have. I mean, it's one spot away from being one versus two, right?
To start the year. And it's the opener.
And it's at Ohio State. It's not a neutral site. You know, usually you expect these games to be played like Jerry World or something.
Right.
You know,
so there is some separation.
Or Mercedes-Benz or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's played there, so it's a real environment. I'm having to pace myself. There's no question about that. I don't have any bets on any of these yet. Like I said, I can probably see myself getting to Texas as a dog here just because I have a weakness, you know, for Arch. You know, I'll be interested in Clemson because like this is the year where everybody's like talking about Dabo.
Yep, and Klubnik going to take off.
Finally adjusted maybe to the way of things in college football.
Mm-hmm.
And Klubnik is what's working for them is you look around the country and there's very few returning quarterbacks, right? Like I mean, two of them are in this game, Nussmeier and Klubnik.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you can really can't count Arch because he wasn't the starter last year. Even though he was better, he wasn't the starter. Drew Aller for Penn State, you know, is why. I mean, these are why the teams that are mentioned, with the exception of Texas, you know, that's why they're talked about, because they have that advantage of returning quarterbacks, and you got two in that game.
Believe that I read that LSU has not won its opener since Burrow's season, 2019. They've been in a bunch of tough ones and not won them. And so if Brian Kelly, I think this one at LSU, you lose this one. Listen, yeah, you know, he's expected to come there and win national championships. Now, nobody's going to say, no rational person's going to say fire him after a loss to Clemson. But there's heat on him to start off the year 1-0, and you're bringing in this loaded Clemson team. So I'm just as intrigued by this one as I am the other top 10 matchups. You got three of them.
Yeah, and then that Notre Dame Miami game is actually Sunday. So that's
They're spread out.
Yeah.
And then I think TCU, UNC, weirdly, Belichick's playing like on Monday, on Labor Day.
Oh, they always
don't forget
do that.
About that
yeah,
one.
That's good.
Not, I don't think either team ranked, but you've obviously got Bill.
No, there's real intrigue there.
And so everybody will be watching, you know, his opener with North Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, this is as good as it gets, man, for college. I mean,
it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And I have Alabama, Florida State down as one of the premier. I'm right with you.
Yeah.
I want to see what Norvell's going to do. I think DeBoer might be, you know, real deal. Now,
yeah.
I don't know about his quarterback, but if he gets anything out of him, what's my guy, Ty? If he gets anything out of him, then Alabama, it should be right there in the mix. A lot of people are picking Alabama as a, you know, sneaky team to win it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look.
They're top 10.
Once upon a time, nobody knew the name Michael Penix. And Kellen Boyd got his hands on him.
Or whatever, yeah.
And he became, you know, one of the best quarterbacks in the country.
We'll see. We'll see how real DeBoer is now that we're in year two, you know. Technically, I guess, it's not really his guy, right? I mean, say a dude's been waiting his turn for a while, but
right.
you've had the whole year. You're not making it's not transition. You're not inheriting Milroe. You've had some time to work with him, watch him.
That's right. Ty Simpson, Martin, Tennessee native.
He's waited forever to
get there. Yeah, he's been there since 2022.
I respect that.
Yeah.
But I guess technically it's not DeBoer's guy yet. But he chose him.
I mean, he did. He had every opportunity to go out and get somebody in the portal.
He's seen him. He saw him last year work. He said the guy were, you know. He's earned it, so I trust it. I think Alabama's going to prove it, but I'm not the only one saying that.
Yeah,
sneaky, sneaky good, maybe sneaky, sneaky holding it up at the end of the year.
There was this video of this super sharp guy that I respect. He had Alabama in his top five.
Mm.
You know, he had Alabama in there. I can't remember who the other.
They're eight now, so that might, yeah.
Texas, you know, of course, he's got one in the championship. But I have Texas win the SEC. I do, because I think, like,
living up to the hype.
Yeah,
that guy.
I know that's like the most unsexy thing to say, but I'm such a believer in the Arch Manning train.
Like, Ray Finebaum.
I am. Me and him are gonna have to fight. Like, he's my dad, and I'm the Kansas State brother. We're gonna have to go to blows. But, like, you know, you take into consideration he was better on a yards per pass. Standpoint last year than Quinn Ewers. And they started the wrong guy the whole year, and they still, you know, were what? I mean, they could have had a chance to tie it up or to go for the lead against Ohio State, right?
There was a school commitment, an NIL commitment, and more importantly, a commitment that Arch understood or seemed to. He'd have been gone if he had some problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
I get what you're saying. Play the best quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
We think Arch is the better quarterback. We saw him against the Scrubs, I think, and with all due respect to, I think, Mississippi State he played against,
but they
were Scrubbed too last year.
Of course. Well,
we
Scrubs
think he's
again.
A better quarterback than Quinn, but he understood it. He didn't leave. And
no,
so,
no, no, it's, yeah.
You know, he's been waiting on his time. Seems like he's been there 3 years. I think it is like two.
Yeah, it's two.
So it's his time. Let's see.
Yeah.
He might not be better.
If he's not better than Quinn Ewers, then I'm going to be really sad. I'm going to be really sad because I think Quinn is terrible. I really think he's
not going to be Peyton.
Okay, I mean, and Peyton was elite,
right? As the top end
Heisman.
Ceiling thrower, everything else.
Although I think
numbers.
He might be like,
and hold on before I get. Let me finish my take here. And he's not going to be the gamer that Eli was, taking down those undefeated Peyton, winning two Super Bowls, right? So where does that put him?
He is the favorite for the Heisman, though.
That's the Finebaum at John Martin hype. Let's put him there. I'm telling you, Nussmeier, Klubnik.
Those two are right behind him.
Look at this. I'm ready for college football.
If I was going to bet on a Heisman, though, it would be the
Brendan Lewis.
It would be the Sellers.
Bro, dual
Sellers,
threat.
Sellers from South Carolina. That's the dual threat.
You're looking for your, yeah, I see what you're doing. You're looking for the value.
I mean, that.
I've been educated.
Look,
enough.
They're 13th in the country. We saw what he did last year. He's already pretty damn good last year. Mm-hmm. Give him a full year now of the job. I mean, he should destroy everybody. He should leave wreckage in his wake. I mean, he's huge. He's like Cam Newton.
No, it's good.
You know?
No, y'all know what you're looking for value.
I mean, why are you so down on Arch, man? Is it you just don't want him to be successful? Because
I just think most of these guys we've hyped up end up falling. You know, not or at least not living up to the lofty expectation.
Yeah. I don't know. I think
and Feinbaum just put him way up.
He just doesn't like he's built in a different way. He's like the Terminator, man.
Dude, you make an argument and a bunch of other better quarterbacks this year in college football. I think than Arch Manning.
I think I don't know. I think I just I think honestly
Moving
I think
the two in the Clemson LSU game maybe.
I think I root for him because he is a Manning. I think like I just you know I mean
he's earned it because of his family.
Well, like I just you know Peyton Manning was an awesome quarterback. Eli Manning won two Super Bowls. Like, I just kind of root for the lineage to continue.
He did that when he went there. Now it's time to play. Now it's time for the boy to play. The boy to become a man.
Well, go watch that Louisiana Monroe game.
I'm not watching against trash. That's what I said. That we can't count that.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get your chance, man. You're going to get your chance on Saturday at 11.
Yeah, Caleb Downs picked off.
Man, I will say, when you started going through Ohio
State's
talent. Caleb
Downs is
going
to be like a top 10 pick, and he's not even – may not. There's an argument whether he's the best player in the country or Jeremiah is the best player in the country.
Right.
Like, it's crazy. Ohio State, and you're coming there, bro.
Right. Now, that's a
They could win a defensive slobber knocker
here
that's
and
set your
the
boy
favorites.
Back.
That's why they're the favorites.
I mean, what's the line?
2.5. If it touches 3, I'll be on Texas all day.
Give me that Clemson LSU line real fast.
That's a good question.
Oh, I thought you had it up. I apologize.
I mean, I can't be all things, all people.
I thought you had your board up as usual.
Oh, it don't take me long.
You were
man.
Talking about how you were perusing through trying to find your opportunities.
All right, let's see. LSU, it's a neutral site, right?
I thought that was at LSU. I could be wrong.
Clemson is a 3.5-point favorite, I'm seeing.
Okay.
So that seems kind of expensive.
That must be a neutral site.
Yeah, it's got to be neutral.
Yeah,
it's four in some spots. So,
I apologize.
I don't know. That seems like a lot for Clemson.
Dude, he opened up his arms to the transfer portal this year.
Yeah,
that's
how
difference.
Good was it? I mean, I
got to
look.
Everybody's continuing to make note of it, so the players they got must have been solid. I don't have the list of it, but everybody's made note of how Dabo's gone over and joined the arms race.
Yeah. I mean, he must
have.
It's
not his QB. It's not his QB. We've talked about Klubnik being back.
He got a 4-star edge rusher.
Mm-hmm.
He got a four-star wide receiver.
Those are high school recruits or transfers?
These are transfers.
Okay. Yeah.
He got a four-star
transfer.
Yeah. 247 ranks of transfers too, you know.
Yeah.
He got a 4-star edge rusher from Purdue. He got a 4-star receiver from SEMO. So those are the big ones it looks like. He got a 3-star linebacker from Alabama. Those are the big ones.
I have to interrupt. The LSU game is at Clemson.
Oh, it is at Clemson?
That's why Clemson is favored the weather.
Gotcha. Okay. So that makes
Memorial
sense.
Stadium.
Because it was neutral. I was like, 4.
I pulled that
up. It just feels like it should be a neutral game, though. It just feels like that's one you put in Jerry World. But are there no neutrals in the week one? Because usually they are. Isn't there like always a kickoff at Jerry World or something? I feel like there always is. Maybe.
That's Tennessee playing Syracuse in Atlanta.
Gross.
In the Aflac kickoff.
Terrible.
Tennessee's 24 playing Syracuse. I think that's, you know, yeah, you don't have the premier matchup, but that's one that's in Atlanta at a neutral field, to your point. Ohio State's in Columbus.
Well,
like
you know, good on LSU and good on Texas for taking these games. I mean, I know, you know, you don't have to, right? Like, I mean, you saw the SEC is going to 9 conference games, so there will be fewer and fewer of these in the future, it feels like.
Well, they're all going to still play one power conference. That's what's great about the SEC, when they're still going to do the one, you're going to make you play the one power conference team. So hopefully you still get some of these.
Does Syracuse count?
We're done.
Does Syracuse count, bro? Is it a power league team? I guess it does, technically.
Technically, but.
But, man, that's
it's going to keep matchups like Texas and Ohio State possible. Right. And
LSU,
ESPN is going to want more of that after this monster, you know, this ratings.
Who's Miami playing?
Miami's playing Notre Dame, and Notre Dame, I went and checked. Notre Dame is coming to Miami. That game is in Miami.
Wow.
Made sure that one's not a neutral site.
That's I mean,
I think your South Carolina game is in Atlanta as well. That one's a Sunday, and why that one's behind the Tennessee game.
Yeah, I wish.
So there's your neutral site game.
I wish Virginia Tech was a little better. That would get me a little more excited for it, but they're kind of down. So South Carolina's 13. How many years have they entered the top 25? 13th. I mean, maybe they had some years for under Spurrier. I don't know. That feels like it's maybe the highest.
And then another slick one, UTSA at Texas A&M. Be watch them to see if UTSA gets beat up. Does it put up a ton of points? You know, all those things with UTSA, one of the AAC contenders. Am I not supposed to call it AAC anymore either? Remember,
you're supposed to call it the American.
With one of the American title, whole country. Yeah. It's a national title when we win the American.
Yes, absolutely. Anyway, should be a fun week, man. Should be a fun week of college football. It's here. Memphis takes on Chattanooga in the most important game of the week.
Yes.
And then you got, obviously, Texas-Ohio State.
All eyes on you, Tigers.
Is this a ESPN game?
What's our DC's name?
It's my guy, Jordan Hankins.
Yes. Yeah. Now, how are you almost better at NFL twos and threes than you are at the Tigers DC? You had to go into recall there. Eyes rolled back. It took a second.
Yeah, but let's
you were hesitant.
Let's be honest about it.
We've been through some DCs here.
We have been through a lot of DCs.
Barnes?
Matt Barnes.
From Ohio State.
And
didn't work.
Jordan Hankins, we thought last year, first 4 weeks of the season, like looked like he was a genius. Then every week after that, I think they gave up 500 yards of offense.
We did improve 20-something spots, though, SP plus to 80. It just wasn't enough improvement.
Right.
According to the J&J meter.
J&J meter is going to keep it real.
SP plus ESPN plus meter.
Keep it a buck, man. That's what the J&J meter
does. You're right. That's the biggest game, the one going down at Simmons Bank.
That's exactly right.
John, not going to be there for it.
I don't think I can get there
for this. I'm still considering.
I don't think I can get there for this one. This is a bye game, right?
What's the time on this one?
I think it's a night game.
Okay, so we won't burn.
You won't burn? Well, no, I mean, it feels great. I mean, the weather's – I'm not telling you not to go. I'm just saying I won't go. But, I mean, I got to – it's 3:30. I got to – so you might burn.
Bro, by that time – no, I do think we're catching a break in the weather here. We are below normal, and I think still by that time we're going to be below normal. Now, by Arkansas, who could be sweating out there?
I think my first appearance will be September 20th. But then again, like, I do want to just stress – you know, my plan would be to be there for the South Florida game, be there for the Tulane game. I can't be there for the Tulane game. But Navy.
Need you for Navy, John.
Is that Thanksgiving?
I don't have the schedule pulled up in front of me. It could be the Thanksgiving game.
It's the 27th. Oh, it's Thanksgiving. I can't make it. So it looks like it's going to be a two-game year for me, two-year home game attendance for me.
I don't know if Damo's going to fall in love with just two.
Especially if they lose
to Arkansas, how's he going to fall in love with Tiger football?
Dabo can't go to any of these yet. He is a straight terrorist. That man gets into anything and everything. I can't keep
so
him.
Calm.
I know. What they say is easy baby, hard toddler. Super hard toddler, bro. I'm having to chase him around the house, watch him. He's like trying to put the toaster in the bathtub. I'm like, stop it, man.
Hopefully not with someone in it.
No.
With little Riles in it.
No, no one's in it. But it's like, golly, man, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted trying to chase this little midget around.
You
all
might have
day.
Little Damien, little Omen over there.
Facts. I'm like, bro, what happened to you? You used to be this docile being, and now you're, you know.
There's spirits in that cove.
It's not in the cove, dude. I'm just saying,
all in that area.
What you're referring
all in
to
that area.
is
they're just spirits.
There is definitely.
Didn't you show me something on the camera one time you couldn't explain?
When we moved in, there was an incident. There was an incident, but it has not happened since. But what you're talking about,
got a geist over there.
I don't want to go into too many details because it's really not my story to tell. But about a stone's throw away from our house, there is a cursed house. There is no doubt about it. There is a cursed house.
I'm seeing that movie.
I don't even want to say any details. Can I get sued for that?
Probably.
Can the homeowner sue me if I say that the home is cursed?
I don't know. You've already identified area, so you don't. There's no need to go.
I don't have to.
Right. Just leave it where you got it, because we understand it's close to you.
There is a former resident that continues to return to the home every 6 to 7 months, mostly. In a malevolent.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.